Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the weekend, it's been determined Democrats will retain control of the Senate after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won a tight race in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt, giving the party the 50 seats it needs for a majority. The senator shortly after the victory announcement.
Like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are meeting today at the site of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. It will be the first in-person meeting between the two leaders since Biden took office. The White House announced topics will focus on how to manage rising competition between the two superpowers. Six people have died after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday afternoon and crashed in flames before a crowd of thousands who came to see them fly at a World War II air show in Dallas, Texas. The B-17 Flying Fortress bomber and a P-63 King Cobra fighter crashed in an area where no other people were hurt. Ukrainian authorities are working to restore electricity and water in Kherson after Russia retreated from the city, leaving it without electricity, heat, water, or cell phone service. Ukrainian forces that swept through the port city over the weekend were greeted by jubilant crowds. NASA officials inspecting the Artemis 1 moon rocket say it appears to have made it through Hurricane Nicole mostly unscathed. Sensors at Pad 39B at Cape Canaveral, Florida, recorded peak winds gusting up to 82 miles an hour during the storm. The goal of the Artemis project is to build a working base at the south pole of the moon by 2030. The unmanned mission is scheduled to launch Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to raise the national debt ceiling, giving the government more money to spend. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau reports.
Democrats appear to have maintained control of an evenly split Senate after last week's midterm elections, but face a narrow path to control of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was on this week with George Stephanopoulos and said she hopes the House will be able to raise the debt limit before a Republican majority is seated next year. The Speaker said Republicans may demand reductions to Social Security and Medicare in exchange for support on raising the debt limit.
The Republicans cannot use it as leverage to say we'll only lift the debt ceiling if you will reduce the benefits for our seniors and others on Medicare and Social Security.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A bomb rocked a shopping area in the heart of Istanbul, Turkey on Sunday, killing six people and wounding several dozen. Turkish President Erdogan called the blast a treacherous attack and said its perpetrators would be punished. He did not say who was behind the blast, but said it had the smell of terror without offering any details. The Associated Press reported on Monday Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was taken to the hospital after arriving in Indonesia's Bali for the G20 summit. Moscow officials called the report fake news. The report said that Lavrov was being treated for a heart condition, citing several sources. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Our Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, it is the battle against medical tyranny. If you haven't been paying attention, let me tell you, that continues. We have the co-chair of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation talking about the legacy of Dr. Zev Zelenko, who was the first man to promote an early intervention treatment during the COVID-19 pandemic. He was the first to lead the charge in exposing the true agenda of a globalist cabal who did not believe in God or the sanctity of life. Ann Vandersteel is with us right now. Ann, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you this morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I want to take this opening here to really expound on the legacy of Dr. Zelenko and what he did for the American people in promoting our liberties in a way that was medically responsible as opposed to what we've experienced. I mean, so much of what the good doctor had championed, we're now realizing 2.5 years later, is that, the way they look at Nobel Peace Prizes and that, Dr. Zelenko should be given one.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm glad you brought up the Nobel Peace Prize, because if there's anything we've learned, well, one of the many things I should say we've learned during the COVID pandemic of the last several years is the fraud that has been perpetrated on humanity and everything that touches us. I mean, our daily lives have been just layered in with fraud upon fraud, mostly because of agency overreach of unelected bureaucrats that have nothing to do with our constitutional republic. That being said, the Nobel Peace Prize has awarded prizes to the circle of criminals that are layering the fraud on us. And Dr. Zelenko, while he was nominated for the Nobel, never did receive it. And frankly, if anybody should have, it should have been he, because he exposed the medical industrial complex, the big pharmaceutical complex that tried to deter the use of hydroxychloroquine, which is over the counter in many countries around the world. And of course, interestingly enough, France took it off the over-the-counter list and put it behind prescription January of 2020. They knew what was coming, and they knew hydroxychloroquine was efficacious in treating, as Dr. Zelenko also discovered. And as Dr. Fauci proved in 2003 through the NIH, when they saw that hydroxychloroquine was very efficacious in treating coronaviruses en masse. So the Zelenko Freedom Foundation is now going to be offering its own award called the Zelenko Freedom Award. It'll be the most coveted award for the true recipient of someone who is a freedom fighter who makes sacrifices to bring something like hydroxychloroquine to the public to treat a pandemic such as COVID-19. So Dr. Zelenko was a true freedom fighter, a hero, a warrior, and I believe now he's gone on to be with our creator to oversee the cleanup of the fraud that's been, you know, perpetrated by a criminal cabal around the world.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And what Dr. Zelenko in his legacy has given us is really the answer that everybody wanted to have, is that we should get to the bottom of this so this wouldn't happen again. And the thing we can always count on, because we live in an evil world, is there's going to be other pandemics. This isn't one and done. But we need to learn from this so we know how to handle the next one, don't we?
Absolutely. And again, I'd like to just reach out or point out that Dr. David Martin is somebody who's actually doing that kind of research, who's an, mm-hmm. a patent expert, patent law expert, and he's looked at all the USC criminal codes that have been violated by the people involved in this COVID pandemic. And Dr. Zelenko and he were very good friends. In fact, Dr. Zelenko, and David Martin had an extraordinarily close relationship. Dr. Zelenko's new book coming out, Decapitating the Head of the Snake, has a lot of chapters mentioning Dr. Martin, as well as a foreword written by Dr. David Martin in the book. They looked at each other like mentors, and they learned a lot from each other. I recall the day that they met each other. We were all together speaking at the Reawaken event in Dallas, Texas. And I took a picture of them that day, and that was quite historic when I look back on that meeting. So, you know, this is, again, we will support the work of Dr. David Martin in exposing these folks and bringing them to prosecute during, you know, in what we would call the next Nuremberg 2.0, because people have died unnecessarily so by the millions at the hands of people who were trying to profit off those who just were being duped by more fraud. So, you know, we stand with freedom fighters like Dr. David Martin, Dr. Judy Mikowicz, who exposed Dr. Fauci and his intentions. So this is where we are with the Zelenko Freedom Foundation.
How realistic is this, Ann? I mean, you're fighting a fight, and God bless you for doing this, because it's all about the truth. The truth needs to come out. You know, this has been a slow drip, torturous in some degree. And as we wade through all the canceling of knowledge that Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Martin, and so many others have brought to the marketplace, but because of the power of Big Pharma, the bureaucracy, the Dr. Fauci's of the world, the self-appointed, you know, gods of the pandemic, so to speak, you know, they've done such massive injury. And they flat out lied, even with, you know, they go to the Hill and participate in congressional hearings, and they just flat out lie to the American people and to our representatives. And here, you know, up to now, it's been without any consequence on their behalf. They continue to make an incredible amount of money. And if we follow the money, it's disgusting to see these people, as you say, these perpetrators of this, you know, of this campaign that really, in a sense, it murdered American people. I mean, if you go with their numbers, it's over 1 million people that were murdered. But I'm sure if they went to court, then they would give you the other number that the CDC came out with about 6 months ago that said that in actuality, it was only about 3% of the reported COVID-related deaths, right?
Yeah, well, again, you know, the criminals are going to lie, aren't they? And they're going to work together to obfuscate the truth. And let's just take a big picture look at this. You know, this is a cabal of people that includes the media that carries the water for the medical industrial complex, for the military industrial complex. They will gin up wars and get us all excited about going in and slaughtering whomever, whenever, so they can destroy a nation and then build the nation, and everybody's profiting that's not the taxpayer. The taxpayer's funding the profiteering of the military-industrial complex, the big pharmaceutical-industrial complex. And, you know, let's just give it a real-world today example in the media, in the news, right? We've all heard about FTX, this cryptocurrency fund that is now blown up, and its former CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, is now looking to be the fall guy. He's being named by, you know, Jamie Dimon is even talking about this, and that, you know, he's going to be the guy that should take the blame. Excuse me, not Jamie Dimon. This is coming out of Binance. So when you consider that they're looking to put somebody's name on the block and chop it off, like Sam Bankman-Fried, when you consider that they are, it's now been very clear that the money that the United States taxpayer, thanks to Joe Biden, was sending to Ukraine was being laundered back into the Democrat National Committee for their candidates, for which, you know, these are people that you may not have voted for, but your money's being
right.
used to support their candidacy. I'm in Maricopa County right now, fraud central.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, so this is their game, but we have got to continue to expose this, and that's where
exactly.
we are right now.
And, of course, the mainstream media is kind of, that's falling on deaf ears. I mean, this was breaking news this morning, right? And I saw this, I said, you've got to be, well, you see, but that goes back to what you're saying. You know, stealers steal, criminals, they do crime. That's what they know. And, unfortunately, you've got our political system loaded with criminals, and they've been able to get away with it. This is what happens when consequences aren't rendered. We've got more from Ann after this. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Still continues with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We're talking about the battle against medical tyranny. And you got to understand, it is not over. You know, the one thing about this that has been fully exposed is that, and they're relentless. Power, control, money. I mean, they are driven by things that the everyday American does not have the capacity to get their brain around. And this is why this is so shocking. And it's also why they're able to get away with this, is that this is a cabal, clearly, that is, you know, well protected. They're well surrounded by, you know, if it's not celebrities, you know, reinforced by celebrities, social media, the mainstream media, the globalists. This is all one incredible operation that has that's literally responsible for killing millions of people here, Ann.
It's a well-organized machine. Again, the mainstream media carrying the water in collaboration with the other industrial complexes that we know to be out there, from big agriculture to medical to military to technology. They have managed to squash our free speech, to punish us for speaking out against their regimes around the world. It's not just the U.S. We see regimes around the world. It's why people around the world are rising up, Bill. They see the injustice. Right. They recognize that God is our almighty creator, our one true God, as Dr. Zelenko referred to our creator. He was not, you know, he was not a man who differentiated and made somebody feel less of a God-fearing human because they were Jewish or Christian or Muslim or whatever. He talked about the one true creator. And when you think about it, we are God's children, all of us. So that being said, how do we work together? How do we unify? How do we identify the criminals out there? Well, I think if we stop and we look at this logically, the people around the world are waking up to the fact that it's not Americans that are warmongers. It's our government. And people are also understanding now, looking at what's happening in Ukraine as being exposed as the world's largest money laundering laundromat for anybody and everybody that wants to capitalize from a government regime perspective. They're now understanding that the United States government, the Department of Defense, used non-governmental organizations through Hunter Biden's company to, you know, basically send money and manufacture bioweapons in Ukraine. Well, if the Russians were doing that on our border, I would want that stopped as well. So you can't blame Putin for doing that, for conducting a military operation. Do people that are innocent die in war every day? Look at all the hunts. Mm-hmm. Look at the millions that have died around the world, specifically here in America, from a bioweapon that Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, Anthony Fauci worked collaboratively together, again, money laundering through nonprofits like EcoHealth Alliance to send money to the Wuhan Virology Institute to create the bioweapon using gain-of-function research that Fauci lied and said we weren't doing. All of this has been done on government taxpayer money, your money, my money, and it has to stop. And people around the world are recognizing the Americans are just as much a victim as they are, just no matter what financial situation you find yourself in.
And did I lose you here?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. No problem.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We got it. I lost you here. I lost the audio on you for just a moment. So, okay, we're reconnected. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry about that. So I think, but the point I'm making is humanity is realizing that it's not citizens of other countries in as much as it's the government, the regimes in power that are coordinating in a RICO criminal syndicate worldwide to steal from humanity to enrich themselves. And they have to execute their own agenda, which doesn't include the health and welfare of its people that are funding them. So this is what the Great Awakening, I feel, is about. Dr. Zelenko was all about decapitating the head of the snake. And, you know, the head of the snake is represented by multiple factions, but really it's a small criminal cabal that, like I said in the beginning of this dissertation, is coordinated for the media and all these industrial complexes. So it's all starting to really come into focus. But again, this is the work of the foundation to spread that truth like a mantra, as Dr. Zelenko did ask us to do.
Well, thank God. And this is why, Ann, you and I need to stay connected, because this is what this radio show has been about for the last 14 years, is to get people to understand that the truth does exist. It's not relative. You know, the current regimes would want you to think that it is relative, because once you move off the definition of truth, everything is possible. And then we start buying into the lie. And as was written, how do you kill 6 million people? Well, you get them to buy into a lie, is what Hitler understood. And here we are. We're killing millions of people constantly because we get them to buy into a lie. And we should know better. You would think, especially with the level of sophistication of our mainstream media that is available here, it's being abused to our own detriment. Our First Amendment right that protects them, they've abused it. And this is why the American people, the collective, and that's why they're afraid of us coming together. You know, even with this election, and we didn't talk about a red wave, we talked about an American wave. And this is what's needed is that America as one needs to rise up again, a government of, for, by we the people, not by the Democrats, not by the Republicans or independents. It is we the people that must come together, and the foundation of our unity and our power is the truth. And this is why, you know, I'm encouraged by all the great work that you're doing, because this is so needed at a time. We need to promote more voices like yours that are promoting the truth.
Well, Bill, I certainly appreciate that, and I agree with you. We definitely need to stay connected, because this, in fact, is something that I've been speaking passionately about for 7 years before becoming the co-chair with Kevin Jenkins, who I've been blessed with. This is a gentleman who's been a stalwart in the medical freedom movement, the body sovereignty movement, traveling 400,000 miles in the past year and a half all over this country, speaking in 70 cities about this subject. We are working together per the request of Dr. Zelenko. I was the first new media journalist to ever interview him on my Steel Truth show that I had for 5 years before Dr. Zelenko asked me to come and join him and his foundation and Stand Up Media, Stand Up, the other initiatives, which include investing in our future, Bill. Our children have been misguided. They've been misprogrammed by the Department of Indoctrination, otherwise known as the Department of Education. And so we're working with these kids in academia. We've just launched the Zelenko Fellows, which works with young adults in academia. And we provide them opportunities to learn either about media, how to conduct true journalism. We've also connected them into our other initiatives, such as community development, incubating new technologies, and holistic nutraceutical solutions to medicine and healthcare. Public policy, all of these things that are critical, in addition to our Common Ground campus program, which has been wildly successful. In fact, Bill, tomorrow in Houston, at the University of Houston, we are bringing together Turning Point students as well as Democracy Now! Students on stage to debate a subject. And the ground rules include you may not point across the table to your fellow colleagues and say you're wrong. You've got to come to common ground. This program is catching wildfire. We have universities all over the country. We can hardly even stop answering the phones. It's just really exciting to see. Kids want to learn how to speak to one another again instead of hurling political ideological insults.
Exactly.
That they've been trained to do by the social media, you know, speech cartel. So this is the work we're doing at the foundation. Highly exciting.
Well, how threatening to the status quo. You're teaching these young kids how powerful critical thinking and expression can be, right?
Shocking, I know.
Wow. But how empowering at the same time. I mean, we've seen the evidence of, based on exit polling of this midterm election, that the Gen Zers did not understand what they were voting for. And it was also a clear indication that, as you mentioned, the education system, our public school system, has been very successful in indoctrinating our kids and not educating them.
Correct.
Pretty scary, isn't it?
It's very scary, Bill. It's very scary. In fact, public education as we know it has fallen to the cabal. And anybody that doesn't understand that has not been paying attention to their kids. And I think parents, we need to provide a community where one parent can definitely stay home and be a part of the education process, the child rearing process. I did it. I'm telling you, that's the hardest job I ever had, was being a stay-at-home mom. But boy, am I so glad I did it, because my kids are shining examples of what, you know, true freedom loving
exactly
being should be. You know, they're devoted to their family and God and country. It's beautiful.
We got to leave it there. Ann Vansersteel, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the weekend, it's been determined Democrats will retain control of the Senate after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won a tight race in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt, giving the party the 50 seats it needs for a majority.
Like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
Six people have died after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday and crashed into flames before a crowd of thousands who came out to see them at a World War II air show in Dallas, Texas. NASA officials inspecting Artemis 1 moon rocket say it appears it has made it through the hurricane mostly unscathed. The goal of the Artemis project is to build a working base at the South Pole of the moon by 2030. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Bruce Thatcher joins us. Gosh, I just so appreciate this, man. We have been seemingly joined at the hip for, I don't know, what's the last 8-10 years plus, and it's just been a lot of fun. I always enjoy this time with Bruce. I know our audience does as well, because he brings so much to the table. In terms of, you know, first of all, common sense and education and study of these major issues that we're dealing right now, especially with immigration. Of course, one of his books that he has written is a must read, and I've said more than once that I believe all our elected officials should more than cozy up. They should memorize the book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today. Hey, Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine in this finally maybe raining, we hope, weather in Texas.
Yes.
We're looking for it. You know, I was thinking when this morning a little bit ago, I was thinking that we've been witnessing an historic process just over the past few months as regards immigration and national security. The norm for the past couple of hundred years has been that the federal government deals with matters that it's deemed the states aren't able to handle. Mm-hmm. And we can literally ring off all kinds of laws that have been passed, and laws are passed every year with the rationale that it's too big for the states and municipalities to handle. But now with immigration, we're seeing the opposite take place. Immigration, which is defined as a federal responsibility, but the states and municipalities are having to move in because the government isn't doing their job. President Biden insists the border is secure. Kamala Harris says the border is secure. DHS Director Mayorkas says the border is secure, but you and I, and it, gosh, it has to be almost everybody knows it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
More than 2 million illegal immigrants were encountered, and those weren't the gotaways, mm-hmm. were encountered at the southern border this last fiscal year ending in September. Maybe that many, maybe as many as that many got away. Mm-hmm. So we've got 2 or 3 million coming through our borders. It's been, you've described it, others have described it as an invasion.
It is. Right.
The federal government doesn't do anything about it, and there's very little the states can do about it. But one of the interesting and fun lights is the actions that have been taken, led by Texas Governor Abbott, mm-hmm. and taken to take that matter into their own hands by mm-hmm. transporting the numbers nearly now 13,000, 14,000, somewhere like that, mm-hmm. of these illegal aliens, migrants, and transporting them into the backyards of the politicians that say, oh, you know, we don't care about the southern border, let them come.
Yeah, these so-called sanctuary cities and that, they send them to the sanctuary cities, and you know, here you got New York building some palatial tents, and you saw that, right? They finally got some, they've got some occupants in there, and the word's going out, hey, wow, this is first class, come one, come all. So, you know.
And they've rented thousands of hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah, and we're not talking cheap, and we're not talking cheap hotel rooms here. I mean, we're talking $400, $500 a night, dare I say, you know, type rooms.
Yeah, well, Kel and I are thinking about taking a little holiday before long, and I'm looking at hotel rates, and I'm saying, wow, I don't know. Mm. I don't know how many days we can spend doing what we'd like to be doing, but New York takes them over, and New York isn't the only one that has essentially commandeered the availability of hotels. As just one response
yes.
put up, they're getting like a few hundred, a few thousand of these migrants, and Texas is getting a million.
Yes, exactly. And here they send 50 to Martha's Vineyard, and you know, everybody's in the fetal position, and they got to call in the National Guard to get them. And they say, okay, well, we'll let you stay over for breakfast, and then boom, man, you're out of here.
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
They put them on the base and then shipped them out within days after their arrival, and it's just amazing that they look at these things. But even more amazing is that the states have gotten to the point. Texas and Arizona and Florida have gotten to the point where they say the federal government is not doing its job, and we have to step in. We have to do it.
Well, look what happened during Obama's reign, right? That infamous photo of Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, you know, begging Barack Obama for help because there was another invasion. It seems like invasion of migrants is synonymous with the Democratic Party.
Evidently, and some people say, well, they bring them in, they want them to vote. I think that's true in the long run. I don't know how much of that is true in today's election or next week's election. Mm-hmm. Some will vote in that, but the Democrats have a long view. The progressives have a long view. Mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna change this American society that has been so unique and so wonderful in the world, and we're gonna turn it around into what we think it ought to be, and we'll spend 50, 100 years doing that, just steadily marching toward it, and these migrants are just a small piece of that program.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and meanwhile, the Democrats think that they can get away with this. Well, they didn't get away with it because you know, for Donald Trump in 2016, that was the linchpin. I mean, until he started talking about immigration, and people go, oh, yeah, right. Look what's happening with the border. And we need to build a border wall like all other countries, because look what happened in Israel. Israel was getting, you know, they were getting invaded, and they said, well, we need a wall. They put up a wall, and look what happened to the invasion. I mean, within a year, Bruce, within a year, they stopped the incredible incoming of migrants coming into Israel. So this is all common sense, but our government doesn't, they're not familiar with that concept of common sense.
And that's an example. Never mind whether you agree with Israel's internal politics and even with Israel as a country, as an, it's building the wall is an example of what works.
Mm-hmm.
And
just the opposite, Bruce. I'm sorry. Just the opposite. Look at in all these other European countries. What happened to Britain? What happened to Germany? What happened to England? The demography of those countries have noticeably changed. I mean, radically changed since they opened up borders and said, "Okay, fine. You know, come on in. We'll just all, you know, kumbaya. We'll all get together." And Lord have mercy. You know, these countries are not the same, right? So you've got empirical evidence of what happens when you have borders, you have no borders.
The EU established the Schengen approach to migration, which says we have no borders. If you get in anywhere, you can go everywhere within Europe,
mm-hmm.
Without a passport or without having to get in. And they flocked. They flocked
yes.
in. And they've become a big problem. Now, do we have any responsibility to help deal with the world's problems? Yeah, I really think we do.
Mm-hmm.
But it ought to be the way we want to do it, not imposed on us by literally an invasion
mm-hmm.
of people that put it all into crisis mode. Anyway,
to your point though, Bruce, real quick, because we only got about a minute left here, is that America traditionally, since its founding, has been more of an example of how to do things right. Until you know, I'd say in the recent decades, you might even say the last 50 years or so, where we've abandoned our moral compass. But up until then, we were a positive example in many ways. You know, for other countries. And this has been the problem, you know, that still is a sticking point for these dictators and these oligarchs that want to have control. This is why they want to get America out of the picture, because we're problematic when it comes to, you know, their order of things, right?
I think that's right. That's one of the factors.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils, Make It Work, and Adamant Aggressors. We were just talking off the air about the condition of the U.S. labor force today because, you know, the fact of the matter is, there are consequences to the choices America has made, Bruce. You know, you can't annihilate a generation labor force through abortion. And now here we are, we find ourselves, we've got more jobs than people. And so some of the satisfaction, some of that justification for an open border is that, you know, we need people to come in and work for us. But, you know, this thing is so idiotic. Again, this is the government at work for you. Do you think that they would at least vet the people coming across to say, okay, well, let's figure out what you're good at and where we might be able to funnel you that and justify your existence and give you an opportunity? But they don't even stop to consider. And, you know, we bring this up and people go, gosh, I didn't even think about that. Is these migrants who are coming to the country, they all have to go through the cartel gateway, right? And if you're going to go through that gateway, guess what? You're beholden to the cartel. You're not going to get on the other side of the border without the cartel's permission. And the cartel's permission comes in many forms. It's indentured servitude. It's modern indentured servitude. You are beholden to the cartels.
And that's slavery.
Yes, exactly. I mean, amazing. Here we are trying to eradicate slavery, and again, the Democratic Party, because they know slavery, here they are. They are promoting slavery of a new kind in this modern era. And the cartel's going, thank you very much, Joe Biden. Last year we made over $13 billion. What do you think that's going to do in terms of upping the militarization and the capability of the cartels? I mean, we already know the firepower they have right now. I mean, our own military would be hard-pressed to go into Mexico and wipe out the cartel.
Probably couldn't do it. The people coming across the border that they're bringing across become indebted. I mean, it costs what, $6,000-$8,000?
Yeah, at least
per person. And they've got to come up with that before that commitment, before they can get across the border. If they don't come up with the amount of money, as I understand it, then as you say, they're going to have to come up with it after they get across.
Right.
And cough it up. And
by the way, they know where you live. They know where your parents are at, where your family's at.
Yep.
And they're going to go to your mom and dad, and they know that. The threat is already there. It's not veiled. It's direct. You will pay us. If not, we're going to make sure mom and dad back in whatever city that you come from, because our network has connections there, and they'll go knocking on their door. So
we are abetting that process as a country.
Exactly.
I think the politicians, because I cannot believe that one of them doesn't know all this. They know this.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot not know this.
Yeah.
But they do, and they bring them in anyway because they say they're going to serve our purposes, and we're living in our nice walled-in, gated communities, many of us with our own bodyguards, that it doesn't bother us, no big deal.
Right.
And they have absolutely no sensitivity for the people who are living in these counties along the border who put up with 50 or 100 migrants traipsing across their land every year and every month, and
mm-hmm.
and every once in a while they go out and they find, well, there's a dead body there because they died of starvation or mm-hmm. or thirst,
and they're finding more dead bodies than normal. The Border Patrol said maybe one a month or something. They're finding 10, 15. They're daily discoveries of dead bodies.
That's right.
That are left in the train of this humanity, this human invasion that's coming forth, and America's just yawning. It's like, okay, no big whoop here.
Bill, are yawning because it isn't put in her face.
Right.
The media doesn't show that stuff.
Right.
We see it in a little bit in the papers down here, but I'll bet it's not in the Minneapolis Star.
Oh, sure.
In newspapers like that, and so they have no aware of it, and they mm-hmm. get their news on the internet anyway, on social media, which is mm-hmm. which is a studiously and carefully crafted news that will block that out for most.
Exactly. Well, the only time they're hearing anything about immigration when you start getting in some of these far off cities, as you mentioned, in Minneapolis and that, it might be because somebody gets murdered. And uh-huh. it's at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And it seems like it's, maybe coincidental. It's only one incident. It's not massive enough. But eventually, this thing, our crime is already out of control. And I believe what's contributing to it and what some of the analysts are starting to show us is that the increased number of illegal immigrants into our country are only exacerbating the problem. It is not reducing crime. Common sense would tell you that is not going to happen, especially when you have people coming in illegally to begin with. They break the law. So does that promote, beyond that first incidence of breaking the law, how does that promote them keeping the law, on the next occasion or in their next step or an experience here in America? They could care less because they know if they break the law and if it's, if they murder somebody or whatever, they can go back home without consequence.
Yeah. And we'll just deport them.
Yes.
If we
catch
them. I absolutely believe it's true that an overwhelming number of these illegal aliens are good people who do not break the law,
mm-hmm.
except for coming into the country. But if only 5% of them break the law, good heavens, we're talking 50, 80,000 people.
Exactly.
And it's a huge number. And
but Bruce,
not,
but Bruce, you know, but the deal is the problem that we got is what we talked about in just a moment ago, and that is they're beholden to the wrong people. Where's their allegiance? Is their allegiance to America and this, you know, great idea? I think it may start like, gosh, you know, who doesn't want the opportunity and the liberties that America, you know, potentially offers? I don't blame them. But when they come across and they've got to be beholden and they've got to swear, in a sense, they subordinate their allegiance to the cartels. And last time I checked, the cartels aren't a positive ally for this country.
No.
Right?
They are not.
So you may be right. I mean, I wouldn't agree because most people in the Hispanic and the Latin culture are, you know, they're fair-minded people. They love their family. They love their religion. They are hard workers. They're great entrepreneurs. They've got the DNA of a labor force that, you know, many people and many businesses are envious of. But you want to be able to have that opportunity to know that, you know, they're committed, that they have an allegiance to this country and to the business that they're working for as much as any other American does. But not be sold out and not be compelled to do something dastardly or participate in something that, you know, that destroys the moral backbone of this country. That's the problem. We have disconnected from our moral authority. And what are we telling the rest of the countries? We go and try and talk to them. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, the president of Mexico or, even Venezuela, whatever, they laugh at Joe Biden, you know, when he sits there and tries to talk to them about some moral high ground. You know, he's a joke.
The example we set, absolutely, in my opinion, is a huge part of the problem we have. It's kind of a cyclical thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we do all these things. The rest of the world sees what we're doing much more than what any politician says.
Exactly.
And they make their judgments accordingly. Well, we are not enforcing immigration laws. We are not protecting our border. So if we're leaving it open, and we're leaving it open not only to cartels, not only to people who will put a burden on the social structure for a while at least, we're leaving it open to conscious aggressors from countries like China and Russia and Iran and they have been caught at the southern border. And if they've been caught, how many of them aren't caught? Because, as you pointed out earlier, they're generally smarter and more sophisticated. They tend not to be caught.
Exactly. And their involvement in illegal trafficking of humanity and drugs, these are high-level operatives. I mean, common sense would tell you that, right? Because everybody else, they're flooding the border and occupying border patrol so that they can't interfere with the flow of these gotaways. And I think, I mean, this whole estimate of, oh, we've got a 500,000, do we? Do we have 2 million? Do we have 3 million? How do you know that that's all we have is a 500,000 gotaways?
And they're carrying fentanyl?
Yeah.
And they're bringing in all. It simply isn't a control, and this is a country that has the money that will entice any nature of people from around the world, not just immigrants who are looking to better their lives, but they'll entice the cartel, they'll entice the dictators and so forth, everybody else who's trying to enrich their lives, and we're not doing anything about it.
As you say, we've got the money, but we've lost the will.
Yep.
That's what we need, Bruce Thatcher. You're exactly right. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and Adamant Aggressors as well. Bruce Thatcher, real quick, the website they can go to?
HistorySpeaksToday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.